At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Traina. Thanks so much for listening. Super Bowl week. Wanted to do a big show in honor of the occasion, in honor of the big game. So you guys really enjoyed the roundtable that I did at the end of 2020, did a year-end media roundtable with Peter Schrager and Andrew Perloff. So we got a roundtable this week with Aaron Andrews and Kyle Brandt. So we talk about the Super Bowl and just have a sort of conversation about a lot of things, drinking and the Super Bowl prop bets, halftime shows, sports media, and what's going on, you know, with those guys not being able to go to the Super Bowl this year and how they've adapted with the pandemic. So it's a roundtable, both guests at the same time, Aaron Andrews from Fox and Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football. If you missed it last week, we posted two podcasts for you. Did a bonus show late in the week with WWE champion Roman Reigns. That was great. And I had John Oran earlier in the week from Sports Business Journal talk about some sports media news. 2 weeks ago, Andrew Siciliano from NFL Network was on the show. 3 weeks ago, Troy Aikman. So if you missed any of those, dip into the archives, listen, subscribe, rate, and review. All right, here we go. Super Bowl talk with Aaron Andrews and Kyle Brandt. All right, joining me now, as I said on Twitter, two of my favorite people in sports media. I had to do something big for the Super Bowl. Couldn't just have a regular pod, so I wrote on heavy hitters, and you guys love roundtables. So we got Aaron Andrews from Fox Sports and Where by EA, and Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football and 10 Questions With on Spotify. Nobody has one job in this business.
So. No, you can't. What's up, EA? What's up, Jimmy?
Hi, babe. Jimmy, have you've watched the 10 questions, right?
Of course. I watched yours.
So bad doing it.
You were very competitive.
I was.
Very
it was
competitive.
So emotional. It was a journey for me. I loved it. One of my favorite ever. I need to watch the Michael Irvin one. How'd it go?
It went great. But before we get to that, should anyone be lucky enough to have Aaron Andrews on their podcast? Here's all you got to do. I haven't figured out. If you want her to be like, oh, it was so fun, just ask her about the freaking New Kids on the Block. That's all she wants to talk about. Never mind football. Never mind sport. Yeah. She's going to be doing moves on you and singing.
They Instagrammed me and they tweeted me. And it was so funny. I was in my hotel and I always forget that I'm on a text chain. It's a good one with Shregs and Kyle and Carissa Thompson. And I always forget they have an early morning. I would think I was on the West Coast. I think I had a football game. I was coming in late and coming in hot. I'm sure I had a few glasses of wine. And I was like, Donnie Wahlberg texted me John Knight. And I didn't get any response. But then at 2 a.m., I got a response when these guys wake up. Anyways, it was a huge moment.
That's a big one for you, Aaron. Jimmy, who is your Donnie Wahlberg for Aaron? Oh. Like the one who like, oh my God, they did Instagram message me when you're coming hot. The Rock. Yeah. You've had that, right?
We've exchanged a couple of social media messages, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But your Jeter dugout interview was monster, right? That was a moment for you.
Yeah, but that was like, I had to be professional with that. I couldn't really like, you know, with The Rock, it's different. I'm just like, you're awesome. You're my man crush. You're the coolest like human being on the planet. With Jeter, I had to be like, you know, a little more professional about it. Okay. So.
I'm not trying to plug my friend, but I am plugging my friend who I may or may not be doing a podcast coming out next month with. Carissa had the best technique with interviewing Derek Jeter. Howie is breathing so loud if you hear this. She sat down with him and she said she was so nervous. She had never met him before. This is when she worked, I think, for the Rockies. And she said, hey, if you could just look into the camera and state your name and what you do. That's so good.
That's good. That's good. That's good. The thing about the Jeter interview that I'll never, that was enjoyable for me is one of the baseball writers, I forgot who it was because it was so long ago, he came to me afterwards and was like, Jeter was like, that guy knew more about me than I know about me. So I was like, okay. So I left some sort of impression, even though it was one of a psychopath, but it was good nonetheless.
Speaking of psychopath, before we move further anymore, just so I have all the information, I'm assuming Howie is a dog who's breathing, right?
Yeah. So
show the dog. Good.
I have peanut butter toast because I'm very hungry. I did quite a workout today, you guys, and then jumped on a Zoom. And then How McGee is like begging. Wow, terrible.
What's up,
angry
Howie?
Here.
Yeah. Howie. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure it was a person. Okay.
No. Howie Long, no, he's not here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's up, Howie? Glad to be here.
And just to the other part of that, I said The Rock, but the other dream person would be Larry David, who is at EA's wedding and is, I will never be able to, like, that image is just tremendous.
Yeah, and he was, it was a tremendous whole element, right? You've talked about it.
Yeah, it was a moment. It really was. And I think I've said, you know, I'm so glad I didn't, I just started getting involved in Curb Now, obsessed. You know who I want to interview? Forget Larry David being at my wedding. Susan, are you a Curb fan, Kyle?
Of course, big time.
I died for her. I mean, and think when she and Larry, and I don't know her name in real life, but I'm obsessed, Jeff's wife.
Susie Essman is her name in real life.
Her name in real life is also Susie.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Well, don't you think when they go back and forth after she's like, get the out of here, like, do you think they're cracking up at each other all the time?
Yes.
I have a first-person experience. I'm glad you brought that up. Jeff Garland was on Good Morning Football, and he is so strange and so unwieldy, and he keeps breaking the fourth wall, and he keeps being like, everybody watching, turn the channel right now. This is boring. Like, he's just eccentric and great. The one time he was straight is when I did a Susie impression, and I was like, shut up, you bald fuck! And he was like, really? That's your best impression of my coworker? You think that's the best you can do? And I was like, whoa, dude, like, he stopped on the tracks. I think he, like, is ride or die for her. And I think he has a real connection with her.
So here's what's funny about that. Yeah, here's something funny about that. I saw Jeff Garland do stand-up at Caroline's one night.
Okay.
And it was one of the most unbelievable things.
Girlfriend? Kidding.
It was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen, because he did about 15% pre-planned stand-up material, and 85% of it was him taking audience questions and messing with the audience. So I don't know why I did this. I probably had a couple of drinks. So I'm like, sure, I'll do a question for shits and giggles. And I'm like, have you ever had a scene with Susie where she's cursing you guys out and you were like taken aback or a little scared in that moment because she gets so into it? And he's like, it's a fucking TV show. Are you an idiot? I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not here for the Susie jokes. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You're like, dude, Jeff lined up, but he wasn't here.
So I'm glad you had that experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, La. Like, she never says me. Hey, La. It's like an always an H. Hey, La. It's my favorite.
I like when she says, hey, La.
We were walking the dog last night, and it was like, hey, La.
Hey, La.
There's so many. Oh, God, there's so many. But I'm surprised you brought up Susie, because I would have thought you would have brought up Moira Rose or something from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I love Moira, but you brought up Larry David.
Yeah. But I thought you were going to say your dream interview would be like Catherine O'Hara or Eugene Levy or something like that.
Oh, no. Please, God, have it happen. I need it to happen. We have a really, really good first guest. It may or may not be happening this week.
Oh, really?
Anyways, yeah, but we're not launching until next month. Oh, February.
Give us a hint about the guest. Male or female?
Male.
Sports or entertainment world?
It's not. I would die if it was Dan Levy. Not sports world, but kind of.
Okay.
So you and Carissa launching your own podcast.
Joe Buck. Hey,
we may or may not be.
Now, wait. I have to say something. You're going to get mad at me for saying this, probably. No, but
I need your advice, Andrew.
I know the off-camera EA. Are you going to let any of that come out onto the podcast?
Well, I do want to stay employed by Fox Sports. But I also, it was funny. Name drop, pick it up.
Go on.
I may or may not have mentioned it to Aaron Rodgers last week when I was doing, Kyle, I love you. An interview. And I just said, hey, we may or may not have a podcast. And he asked the same thing. He was like, is it going to be like, you know, you because Pat McAfee does a great job with him. Sure. I really think he does. And I wish I could stand up behind the chair and hold a football and be like, so, you know, I would like to be some of that. I need to find the balance. And I think you both do a really good job of that.
Thanks. Well, I don't really know the off-camera EA. All I know about her is that she likes to message me, and when we do something that's like off-color or crass, and be like, I love that! Right. And so I think that's cool. That's what I know of it. That's a good insight.
If we can get a little bit of the off-camera EA on that podcast, I think we'll have
it would be fine.
Yeah. Just talk about a certain person that we both dislike. I'm not saying a word. All right. So wait. So let me ask. I got to ask Kyle a quick question. That is nothing. Yeah. You're not going to be able to relate to this because you're out there in sunny California. Kyle, are you shoveled out? And how many inches did you get?
A lot. My wife, my incredible wife, goes out there actually with a tape measure and she sticks it in the snow. And we're at 18 and a half inches. We just went sledding and I shoveled. You know how I started this off camera telling you guys just like a complete curmudgeon? You're going to get the shittiest Kyle Brandt today. I'm so grouchy.
I had a feeling it might have had to do with the snow a little bit. So I'll let you.
It's the snow and I just got done getting collagen injection in my lips and it's exhausting. And I just don't want to show up today. So no, I didn't. No, I totally just have been shoveling that. All goddamn day. I've been shoveling.
Yeah, Mark.
No, I'm fine. Wow. How do they look, by the way? They're very expensive. Shoveling and doing like radio appearances like all day. And I was bitching about it basically because woe is me. I have to go on radio shows and talk about Patrick Mahomes. And then Aaron came in and this very practical advice. And Aaron, when I was complaining about how many radio appearances I have to do this week, what did
popular.
You say?
That was insightful. What's that? What did I say?
What did you say? You said about this week. You thought it was. I thought it was insightful about the media.
Well, it's just something Deion Sanders taught me. You know, it's kind of like our week. This is our Super Bowl. It's Christmas for us. This is our time where we, you know, we're expected to step up. Listen, I've been dialed into the Weather Channel the past 2 days because this is their Super Bowl. But come on, Kyle Brandt, this is yours. Push the brand, push the 10 questions, push the new Badu that I read about. My goodness.
Nobody asked me about that.
I was going to ask because I was going to say to you that.
Yeah. Good for you.
Number one, you're a big TV star now, so you really should just pay someone to shovel for you. Two, I can't believe you don't at least have a snowblower. Three, as we saw on Instagram, you're all buff now.
Yeah.
So the shoveling really shouldn't be a big task for you, Kyle.
What else do we want to talk? I don't want to talk about my body and my buffness. I did one post because I worked for a year and hopefully I inspired some people, but it does not come up when it comes to the snow shoveling conversation. And by the way, Aaron, the very insightful thing about it's Christmas week.
Sometimes it feels more like fraternity hell week. Like where it's just like
task after task after task. It doesn't like Christmas is like you're getting presents and Santa's coming. Like when you call like the local radio show in Kansas City and they do 15 minutes about tell us more and they're not even listening to your answer. That's not a good Christmas spirit.
Your sound is like a little muffled, so be careful.
Yeah, you sound like he's all right.
He wasn't lying about getting like a pissed off Kyle Brandt.
Yeah, I told you. Did I not tell you? Yes.
No, why don't you want to talk about? Wait, why don't you want to talk about your buff body? Like you should be proud.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jimmy. That's one of the topics where any response you have to it, you get into douchebag land. Thank you. I worked hard. I appreciate the compliment from both of you. And I can't wait to gain it all back. And then I'll do another post and it'll be incredible.
You look amazing. I was so proud of you. I was so intrigued. I'm all in on just doing it for your mental health and you look phenomenal. But yeah, I'm going to get a thighs and tries comment in there. I was envisioning you shoveling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it should have taken you like a half an hour to shovel.
No, here's the thing. I just turned 42. Like, I'm not like this young college football player anymore. And it's really hard to get
into. Tom has made us not be able to say that crap anymore.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Fabulous.
You're right. He looks so much better. And he's older and he's 43 and he looks so goddamn good. So the rest of us, I mean, we're trying, but he's setting a standard.
The side-by-side photos they showed, I think it was on Fox. You guys probably did it of when his first year and now. It's unbelievable.
The guy looks amazing. Guy looks incredible. I'm like, not that I wasn't proud to be 42 years old, but when that guy's looking 43 and just getting younger and younger, the one thing I can't, and I'm interested in the TB12 method. I've done classes there. Jimmy, I know you get annoyed by it, but the one thing that he does swear by, and I can't get locked in on is just the no boozing. I have to have a cocktail. I saw your La Crema. I know you're not involved in that.
No, I drink for sure. There's this, the guy that I work with, this great trainer who's kicked my ass. He has a bunch of sayings like trainers are prone to do.
Yeah.
And he says, when you're going to have a big dinner, here's the deal. You can have booze or you can have dessert. And dessert is for fucking kids. Have the booze. And I'm like, every time, 10 out of 10, I'm never giving up drinking. I can't. I'm not. If that's the TB12, then the KB42 is like so much wine and so much tequila. I just love it. It makes me happy. I'm sorry.
KB42, I love it.
I don't know if that's the TB12, but I know that's what TB12 does.
Right.
So, and it's working for him. Like you guys said, just wowzers.
But there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who go on health kicks and they give up drinking. The no strawberries is a reason for like being a great, the best quarterback in the history of the NFL at 43 years old. I can't wrap my brain around that one.
I just think the guy doesn't like a strawberry, you know? I'm not a mango kind of gal, so what are you going to do? Hold it against me?
Everybody likes a strawberry. I don't want to ask like a sad, depressing question, but I will just because you two like this. You mentioned this is like the week for you guys, but you're always at the Super Bowl and neither one of you, you're not going at all. Are you? I know Good Morning Football is not going. You're not going at all, right? You guys don't even have the game. So why would you go? Are you bummed? Are you bummed about not going, EA?
I think after the year we've all had, it would be nice if this thing was over and this would be time to have just a rager. I mean, why not? But you know, with things the way they are, and we were talking about it because we really were thinking about going and meeting some friends there and actually going to the game. But it's not like you can go to the pregame tailgate and Zach Brown band is there. And it's not like afterwards you can go and party after. So I think I'm fine having my own bathroom, which I don't even get to have when I work. Eating and drinking and then doing a little pliability. You know what I mean?
Well, Aaron said eating pliability, drinking and rager. And I'm on that. Like imagine if when it is all over, it's like the Las Vegas Super Bowl. Like that's kind of the one that we've all been waiting for. So to answer your question, Jimmy, I'm disappointed. When you work in your football season, it's the season for me is a marathon and you get to mile marker like 25 and 26 and you're like, oh, I'm so sick of this shit and I'm so tired and I haven't had any time off and I haven't had time with my family. And the Super Bowl is like, is that big party at the end. It's like the huge office party that you love and everybody gets hammered and it's over. So now it's just like sparkle and fade. It's a virtual party. We're going to be doing stuff from the studio in New York. It's a buzzkill for sure. And it's the first one I haven't been to since 07, I think. Like, I'm sure it's been a long time for you too, Aaron.
Yeah, it's been a while. I just, a little different though. I do not want to get on a plane again. I'm fine. I had 21 weeks of it. I'm good. I mean, it was a panic attack every, you know, twice a week. So I'm fine being a homebody.
Yeah, but wait, can you talk about this, Jimmy? Aaron, because I have not been on a flight in like 11 months. I think it was March. It was like March 11th, right before it all came down. So you've done it constantly. Do you ever get comfortable with it after so many, or are you always terrified?
No, terrified. And I think even more, it was crazy because the first, I would say 12 weeks, I was good. I was golden. Everything was fine. I was like, I got this, you know, if you get it, whatever. We kind of were saying on our crew, I mean, when are we going to get it?
Because
you know, I'm flying sometimes with Troy or Joe and it's like, if I get it, they're going to get it, you know, whatever. So we made it that far. And then someone on our crew did get it, not the boys, but I actually had to be pulled out a weekend. No one noticed. Anyways, I missed the bus. I think I told you, Jimmy, right?
I don't remember.
It was the NFC title game, I think, right? I didn't remember.
No, I wasn't there. Yeah, so it was Bucks Vikings, and I got pulled out, and I was bummed. I mean, you would have thought I had it. I was missing 2 weeks. I mean, I slept in my basement. I ate 4 donuts in the first quarter. You would have thought I had been fired. Like, I was just in the dumps, and my husband's like, go shower, get away from me in case you do have it. Anyways, I ended up being fine. But then what was stressful is as we were creeping towards playoffs, it was like, holy crap, this is looking like it's going to be a Brady New Orleans. Oh my God, now it's a Brady's Rogers thing. Like there was so much stress of like people on planes, stay away from me because if I miss Brady Rogers, I'm going to freaking die. But yeah, that part got really stressful.
And then you never had it.
I know. And I'm telling you, these vitamins that I do not endorse, my husband and I, they don't pay me and not an ad. And I won't say it. I swear that's been key. Knocking on wood.
Good to know.
Who knew? Jimmy, you've never, if you had a scare, and let me.
My brother had it.
Your brother had it?
My brother had it, and he tested positive the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and I was with him on Thanksgiving.
You didn't get it?
No. got lucky.
Were you disappointed, honestly? Like, I know people who are like, just give it to me. I want it, and then I'll be done. Like, let's get on with their life.
No, I don't.
That's kind of how I was earlier.
Yeah, I get it.
My thing was, I was pissed because I was trying to go this whole time without getting a test, and I made it until my brother got it the week of Thanksgiving without getting a test, and now I had to
get
that test.
Did you get it full-blown touching your brain scrape?
Yes. Deep nasal?
It didn't bother me.
Let me tell you,
I am a big
baby. A lot of places, that was the worst. So much so, I was driving home, and I thought I was bleeding out of my nose. No, it was just full-blown snot, but it was like, I wasn't right for like 2 days.
Yeah, see, it didn't bother me. And I'm a huge, big baby, and it did not bother me
at
all.
You're crazy. You did the deep nasal bothers everybody.
My head was against a wall. The worst part is I was in the hockey facility. I did it there after we had this Garrett Fox. I did it there, and my head went back, and all the guys were like,
It was – I think I was, like, paying close attention. I was like, he's still going. He's still going. He's still going. Like, and then I was like, oh, it's over. So I was fine.
Wow, you have a safe word. Are you actually like into this thing? The person who did it to me took a crow hop like Vlad Guerrero from The Warning Track and went elbow deep into my brain. And I like everything collapsed.
But it was so quick.
I was more EA's experience.
Yeah.
My eye was affected.
Oh my God.
I'm lazy. No, it's fine.
That's funny. Did it take you a while to get used to doing those post-game interviews from like 100 feet away from the player while you were in the stands and the player was on the field? Those turned out well. It all worked out well, but did you have to get used to doing it that way?
Two times it didn't go great at all. Once was former Rams quarterback Jared Goff. I think he had just beaten Seattle the first time. Did they beat him the first time? Yeah. Second time. Okay. Am I right? I don't know. It was the one time at home, a Thursday night football game. Maybe it was Arizona. I don't know. They all run together. Sure. But the hard part was getting the audio right because Joe and Troy were doing something. I was doing something. It was just, you know, we were all in a different kind of speed and they were dealing with a lot in the truck. This poor guy got in my ear and started counting down the whole time Jared Goff asked a question. And that's one of my panic attacks is like, mm-hmm. They could say, hey, Aaron, how are you? And you're like, Jared, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Great game. Yeah. But it was so awkward and random, and I just I felt bad for the guy on the other end in the truck. I go, really? Like, I great countdown, but couldn't hear Jared Goff. And then the other time, I had an awesome interview with Jamal Adams. I think it was after they beat the Rams. Game two of that matchup.
Yeah.
And something else happened, and we didn't get to run it. Kind of had a meltdown. But that was the biggest thing is, like, it was so different from what we normally do. And everybody, it was hard to be on sync. There was in sync. There were so many different things happening. But yeah, I mean, those were fine. I mean, the coolest one was obviously TB running over. And then, it was fine. Yeah. I don't want to keep doing it, I'll be honest. But
right.
I understand.
And Kyle, you guys, I know you're very happy that you guys are back in a studio. Do you feel like the show is like hitting on all cylinders now that you're back in the studio?
Jimmy, you consume as much Good Morning Football as I do, my friend. The home show is a Kirkland brand Good Morning Football at best. It's like, you know, you have Captain Crunch and then like the shitty generic brand like Colonel Crackle down by your knees that comes in a pillowcase. That's the home show of Good Morning Football. That's it. I detest it. You sit here in a linear pod and I am waiting for Nate to finish his intrepid comments about the Steelers. And then I have the equivalent of Aaron's guy going, okay, Kyle's going to talk next. Kyle next. And Nate says
really?
Something.
You guys have people talking to you?
The whole time.
I didn't know that.
The whole time. And then it'll be like, okay, so Nate says something, but like Peter's triggered as Peter is wont to do about what Nate said. But hold on. It's not Peter's turn. It's my turn. So what Peter will do is interject, and you can't interject on the home shows because then you have the 15-car pileup of people talking over each other. And so it's a total mess. I hate the home shows. I'm blessed to do them. I get it. Perspective. But Jesus, I love the studio. Then we can cook, baby. Let GMF be cooked. That's how I like it.
I do love the kids coming in, though. That was freaking sweet.
Kyle's Thank tired you. Of it. Here now you triggered
we
him.
Covered
we
this. Like yeah. I Aaron, and that's it's so nice. And but like the cute kids coming into the home shows is like April of 2020. Like now I'm like, I love you, son. Get out of here. It's not cute anymore. We're trying to talk about, you know, Patrick Mahomes. I'm over it. And I just wonder if the guy who counted down in Aaron's ear during the Jared Goff interview has found work yet. I hope he has. I hope he's finally picked up somewhere and I'm praying for him.
He's right here. His name is
Howard. What's up, Howie?
It was awful. It was so bad.
I've had that before.
So, Jared, oh, you know, what was the difference with this? I'm sure it was a brilliant question. 10, 9, mm-hmm. 8. I'm like,
okay. Can I have an observation about one of Aaron's post-game interviews?
I just want to say one thing. I feel bad because those moments are what I live for. I need that content. I love when the kids are running in and you can't hear someone. I live for that.
Listen, we can get my four-year-old down here now. She's got nothing to say. But speaking of which, Aaron, you asked Brady the best question after they beat the Saints. And Jimmy, she goes, now, Tom... And you had this fascinating thing about your blood is thinning going down to Florida, and now you're going back to Wisconsin. How's that going to be? And I think you totally sunk his battleship because he didn't answer the question at all. He ran right through it. It's just like, you know, the team's going to have to blah, blah, blah. But I was like, wow, Aaron hit the Wikipedia or something about blood thinning. Like, you had facts coming, and you were produced. I liked it. And so what's the backstory?
What do you mean? What part?
What do you mean? Who told you what? I don't understand.
He told us that, like, you know, we had done like 5 or 6 of his games this year. And he was talking, oh, the first one, Chicago, Thursday night, you know, when you wouldn't leave him alone about Nick Foles. You know what I mean, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, he just said, I don't miss it. And then my blood is thinning out. He loves it. I mean, nobody's got a better tan right now in February than Tom Brady. This guy, give him some vitamin C and call it a day. So, yeah, I just knew that he had said, and I think in a sit down, he had said, I'm not going to be in cold weather unless it's skiing season in Montana or something like that. So, you know, just slipped it in.
Good question. I have to say,
Brady's getting all the attention, and rightfully so. He deserves it. Best quarterback of all time, 9, 10 Super Bowl.
Amazing.
I feel like we're sleeping a little bit, though, on the awesomeness of Gronk. His story yesterday about switching the shirts
for
the video. I missed it. What happened?
Cal, do you want to explain
it? Jimmy. It's the Jimmy Traina show. You do it.
Hold on.
He
a little chapped.
So when at the beginning of like training camp with COVID, when they had to do like virtual workouts, they had a video themselves running every single day and send it to the team.
I saw
So he did it all in one day and just ran like 20 times one day and just switched his shirt for every run. Now, again, you don't want to stereotype people, but the fact that Gronk thought of that, I think, is impressive. I love that he told that story yesterday.
I don't know how much time you guys have ever spent with him, but one of the best human beings. I mean, everybody says it and it's all the cliche crap. Never had a bad day. Have you guys seen on, I know you're big Us Weekly fans, but Us Weekly did a bit when he jump started the guy's car. And then the guy's like, thanks, Rob. And he's like, no problem. And then there's a hip hop song. He's like, go, Rob, go. I mean, the guy, that's what I want to do is hang out with him 24/7. We kind of did at Fox a little bit when he came to play with us. And we were actually hanging out with him at Super Bowl last year. But he's just an awesome, awesome guy. And I think that's what's so cool about the Brady-Gronk relationship is that you look at Tom and you think he's so serious, but then he's got, you know, this, you know, you want to say so many things about Gronk, but this guy that's so lovable, kind of a meathead, super fun, you know, it's just, they balance each other out and I love him. He's the best.
Brady did like a Gronk imitation a few weeks ago. That was tremendous too.
I think it was Jason Light this week, the Bucks GM, who's like, to spend 5 minutes with Gronk, he just makes your day better. He's so lovable and so likable. And he has a teddy bear quality to him, even through TV. And it's extremely, extremely endearing, even if you haven't spent time with him.
I've interviewed him a few times. He's always been super nice to me. And, you know, he's also like a content machine. So I love him. I've always said I think my all-time favorite tweet in the history of Twitter is someone asked Gronk like what his favorite meal was. And he said, my mom's chicken souffle, but he spelled it S-U-E space F-L-A-Y. It's just the greatest thing ever. I look at that tweet and I smile.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't think Gronk is bent out of shape about maybe not getting as much attention. I just don't.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying, I'm in from a fun, like everyone's focused on, but like, first of all, you do have the story of him on the field, which is tremendous, but he's just like you guys said, like he's such a good guy. And that story, like a lot of players wouldn't tell that story that he told yesterday, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in a completely different environment now. Right. And they are. And again, this has been worn out, but they're just having so much fun, the two of them. And I think, you know, you talk about, well, he's not maybe getting as much credit as he should. I don't think he gives a shit. He's just so pumped to be dancing in the locker room and having fun with everybody and it not being, you know, a certain way. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I want to ask you guys some specific Super Bowl questions.
Since Let's we do have it.
The big game.
Kyle hasn't done that all day.
I know. But these are going to be. I want to know your all-time favorite halftime show, and I want to know if you were in charge of the Super Bowl next year, who you would pick to perform at halftime.
All right, you want me to go first, Darren?
You can go first.
All right, I have a lot of all-time favorites, but for some reason the
That's not how it works. All-time favorite is singular.
The one that jumps out to me, Traina, is, and I think Aaron's going to like this one. Early 2000s, there was a great combination. Britney with NSYNC, Aerosmith. Okay.
Yeah. I already know the dance. She did.
Okay. So Aaron knows the dance, and she's doing, what song would you say she was doing? She could have been Oh, yeah. Walk this way. Yeah. Yeah. And she had like a tube sock on her wrist, which made no sense, but was so hot. I loved it. And she had an Aerosmith shirt all cut and cropped.
It was in Tampa.
It was in Tampa. Wow. So that's the one that jumps out to me. I mean, I don't care what was better musically. I just remember Britney was so hot, and NSYNC had things that shot sparks out of their hands, and Steven Tyler was still cool. That's the one for me.
Yeah.
That's a harsh remark on Steven Tyler.
Her belly and her pants were so low, and it was gosh, how are those staying up? It was phenomenal. Good job on the whole arm situation.
Yeah.
That's not happening today in the NFL. That's
I remember that was so hot because, let's say, that's January. That look was so fucking hot that 9 months later in October, girls were doing that look for Halloween, and they were doing the tube sock on the forearm. That's the staying power. And if someone did it right now, they'd be like, oh my God, Britney halftime, Super Bowl. And it would still work.
So good. Who would you want to perform? Who would be your person, Kyle?
Okay, so I've had controversial takes on this over the year, and I've even presented them to the NFL. I think that if you wanted to, hear me out, if you wanted to make a real splash, really turn heads, really get people to tune in, really drive social media absolutely fucking nuts, I think you do a stand-up comic at halftime. And they do a 15-minute set. It's not musical. It is a stand-up comic. Now, it's really tough because of the content and because who it is. And then my original idea was that you do a double bill. And this is years ago. It's kind of age where I used to be like, give Chris Rock 6 minutes and give Jerry Seinfeld 6 minutes and have them do halftime. And I think it's not the worst idea ever because the jokes, if they were terrible, everyone would freak out. If they were great, everyone would freak out. I think it would be different, and I don't think they'll ever do it. But the stand-up comedy halftime is my dream.
Yeah, so that's a great idea, and you can tell you're in that age bracket like us where we remember the days when at halftime of the Super Bowl, Fox would put on In Living Color, and you would flip over to watch that special. Remember that? That used to be great.
Yeah.
Who do you want, Aaron?
That could be interesting comics, stand-up
comics. I'm all over the map in my music preference. I mean, I'll rock a Jurassic Park CD any day and then Celine Dion. But one of the best concerts I ever went to was Jay-Z, Kanye. I mean, I lost my damn mind at that thing. And it would be amazing, but then you'd lose my parents, right? The other spectrum, I think, I love a country situation. Again, you'd lose a whole other demographic with that. But I mean, a Jason Aldean, Kenny Chesney, they rock They do. They rock some shit. I love it. So it would be amazing, but I'm totally not thinking about what America would want. I mean, you leave out a huge, well, you would, you'd leave out a huge demographic. Not everybody's into hip hop. Not everybody's into country. Fine. Celine Dion, let's go.
I'm in. But Jimmy, yeah. Like, you understand how this works. Like if they were to do, let's like Jay-Z, you can't, I feel like you can't just have a Jay-Z performance. You have to have, you know, freaking Bob Dylan come out and cameo during 99 Problems to sing it. And the craziest example of this ever, I'll go historical, and I thought it was just terrible. Bruno Mars was doing halftime. So talented, so good, killing it. He's drumming, he's dancing, he's singing. It's the best show ever. And then the Chili Peppers run on stage and do Give It Away from 1991. It was so unnecessary, but you're like, we need middle American white people to like rock. Get them up there with Bruno. It just would force.
Yeah, they're trying to cater. Yeah, they're the halftime show is not for the NFL fan. That's the last person the halftime show is for. EA, what is your all-time favorite halftime performance?
Well, it was the Britney Spears one.
Oh, Britney.
Okay. I will say watching Shakira get down last year, and I was preparing, you know, oh, actually, I'd already talked to Kyle Shanahan, but watching her body move and like, Carissa was on the field with me. My, you know, a couple of my buddies were on the field. We were like, damn. So, Shakira was ridic. But Lady Gaga, too, I didn't get to see all that because I was trying to grab Dan Quinn coming out of halftime. I was a bad luck charm for him. But Lady Gaga would have been awesome to watch. I just didn't get to.
Now, you guys are way cooler than me. So maybe you guys, I know one song from The Weeknd.
You know a lot more than you.
I know Blinding Lights and that's it.
Okay.
No, you know Aaron, a lot more.
I think I know more too, Jimmy, and I'm not that cool. He has the one where I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Oh, okay, I know that song. All right, so I'm up to two. I'm up to two.
But don't you think he's going to play a lot of Here's Where I'm Not Cool? What's it called when it's not your song?
Covers.
Yeah, those.
That has nothing to do with being cool.
You think knowing the song cover makes you a cover song turn? That's cool.
Well, that was.
I think they'll do a lot of them.
Yeah, I hope so too. But yeah, Jimmy, I also think you know one called Starboy.
Yeah.
I was like, look what I've done. I'm a Starboy.
Yeah, you know that one. Hold on, I'm looking up The Weeknd right now. You know a lot more than you would imagine.
Definitely not.
Blinding Lights. I like the new one, Save Your Tears.
Okay. Blinding Lights, amazing. It is really good.
Yeah, but
I always wanted to do a feature to that one. Go on.
I was surprised by the pick of The Weeknd because I just didn't think he had that mass appeal. But like I said, what do I know?
I'm not going to judge until I see it.
Oh yeah, no, he'll trust me. I think Jimmy, I agree with Aaron that you'll be like, oh yeah, this song. I heard this in the dentist's office, and oh yeah, this song that young guy in my office used to play it before we went home. I think you will watch.
I also never heard of the person singing the anthem.
Who's singing the anthem?
I forgot her name.
They have family.
I don't know who she is. Tonight. I'll tell you.
Is it? It's Rihanna. Is that who it is? Anybody ever heard of her before? Rihanna? Oh no. Who is it, Jimmy?
No. It's. I'll tell you right now. Jasmine Sullivan.
Nope. Don't know Jasmine Sullivan.
Hold on, looking her up.
The tough song.
I'm not cute with all this stuff. Okay, wait, hold on.
You look her up. I'm going to ask you the next Super Bowl question because this one is very controversial.
Okay.
But you guys are in sort of a different boat because you're working the event. You're not like the fan at home, but this is a big topic. Should the Super Bowl be played on a Saturday or should it be played on the Sunday before President's Day so people have off on Monday? Because this Sunday where people have to go to work the next day is very rough. So it's either a Saturday or push the season back a week and have it President's Day weekend.
Aaron?
I like where it is. I'm happy with it. Suck it up. I think it's great because I like the Friday, the Saturday. Like, I'm dialed in. I mean, I was trying to even think what we're going to order, and I kind of want to do this whole situation where I got to get on the 405, do the 110, and go get our, like, catering. But okay. I am like, wait, I have to watch 8 hours of coverage with Kyle. Like, are you insane? I need it. I want it. Friday, I'm dialed in. I'm starting to get marinated. Saturday, I need to know what's going on. I'm checking in for the outside hotel reports. Sunday, who cares? Suck it up. Drink some electrolytes, water, get to work.
No,
it's that's a well terrible said. Don't you think, Jimmy, the only motivation behind it is that people can drink and stuff their face with impunity on Sunday? That's what they want more than there's nothing else.
Also, that's the Super Bowl. We're not talking this year with COVID, but the Super Bowl is a party. That is a party day. Like you said, drink, stuff your face with your friends. You're out late if the game goes late. Maybe you watch the horrific show that always gets canceled that's on afterwards.
Yep.
And then you got to wake up at 6:30 in the morning, go to work the next day. You know.
Yeah, it's a buzzkill.
Kyle has to get up at 4 a.m. every day. He doesn't care what you're saying.
That's right. No. That was a bad question for you, too. That was a bad question.
Jimmy, I got to speak to Goodell once, and I interviewed him, and I pitched him some ideas, serious ones that I wanted for the league. I said, people are always trying to start petitions that the Monday after Super Bowl is off. That's nonsense. We're going to lose productivity. What do you think about Super Bowl Saturday? You get to keep the alliterative title. It works. It's still Saturday night. And he was just like, the audience is lower. We were going Sunday night. That is never changing.
But yeah, he was not here. Saturday is the worst night for a rating, but it's the Super Bowl. I think it's Teflon. I think you'd get the same amount of people, you know. But
Jimmy, shouldn't we put it on Friday night then, so we have 2 days to recover, right? I mean, as long as we're going to just keep
drinking. Saturday's better. Because people work Saturday.
Full House can do it. The Super Bowl can too.
Talk about it. I love it. Yeah,
it's got to be on a Saturday.
All right. Sorry, Jimmy.
I said you guys were two of my favorite people in sports media, but there is one negative to both of you. Neither one of you into gambling and betting.
Nope.
I don't know how.
I know. So that's why I thought it would be perfect to ask you a couple of these prop bets to get that have nothing to do with the game.
I don't know over under. I don't even know what it means.
Okay, I'll explain it to you.
And you know, Aaron, I'm not into it either. I don't know how to do this stuff.
I'll explain it to you. There is a prop bet out there on how many times Nance and Romo will say the word Belichick.
That's a good one.
Over one or under one is the answer, Aaron.
One means what? It's going to be that, over.
So here's what it means. Here's what it means. It means if you bet over, Nance and Romo have to say Belichick twice for you to win money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I take the over.
Okay. See, there you go. You're right. I could feel it. It's coming. You're gonna get into this. Okay.
I think this is an easy over. It's very easy. This is pay me right now. Once early, once late, once incidentally. Absolutely yes, over.
How much do we win for that?
It depends how much you bet.
I bet a lot.
And you have to,
And Let's do another one.
The other prop bet I thought you'd get into is this is something you can legitimately bet.
Okay.
How many commercials during the game will have a dog in it? The over under is 4.5. So, Aaron, if you say over, that means 5 Super Bowl commercials have to have a dog in it.
How many commercials run during the Super Bowl? And I'm not talking about Patriots Falcons game was the first overtime Super Bowl ever. Hello, friend.
Mm-hmm.
How many Super Bowl? I'm going to say
I don't know. It's got to be breaks.
70. In 2020, there were 70 commercials shown.
All right.
I'll say over. I'll take the over. I like saying it like that.
It is a fun, sexy thing to say. I have a question. In terms of the dog appearances in the commercials, does Snoop Dogg count?
No, that does not. Vegas will not accept that.
His marketing team? The guy is golden.
Everywhere. And I heard recently that he doesn't even drink at all, and he's in a beer commercial. So Snoop Dogg does not count. Jimmy, what if Pitbull appears in a commercial? Does that count as a dog?
First of all, I don't think Snoop needs to drink.
Pitbull appears in a Super Bowl pre.
Can I tell you what one of the most underrated things is in pop culture is the Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart friendship and all the shows they do together.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Kiss and get it over with, guys. Come on, let's go.
No, Pitbull would not count. This is just the dogs like the one by
Yeah, listen, the people in this country like dogs more than people. Yes, you can't have enough dogs. I think it's over even with talking dogs in commercials. I would go over with all dogs. Yes, I'll go over again.
Okay, good answer. Now this one is kind of depressing, but
good.
It's the year of it, so we have to. What will Nance say first? COVID or pandemic? If you like pandemic, you should definitely bet that because the odds are +300. Meaning, if you bet $100 and he says pandemic, you win 300.
Okay.
She looks confused.
I think it's going to be a buzzer beater, though. He's going to say the COVID-19 pandemic, which would mean COVID-19 wins. But it's a tail of the tape.
That was smart.
It's a good one.
Isn't there a bet, Jimmy, on how many times Romo says, here we go, Jim?
There is one of those.
Here we go.
There's one that's offered, too. I know. And it's, the Belichick one, though, I think is the easiest bet on the entire board.
Two?
They're going to say his name more than once, for sure.
You know what? When I worked my very first Super Bowl in New York, Seahawks, Broncos, I there may or may not be some gamblers on the hockey team that my husband played for at the time. My phone was blowing up about, look at the Gatorade. Look at it. They had covers on it. I mean, you couldn't get near the stuff.
Yeah. Do you know how tempting it is for me?
They were trying to get to you to find out if it's purple or orange or something so they can bet?
Yeah.
Would you have done that if you could see it? Would you be like, it's blue? Would you have told them?
Oh, I'm a very good Fox employee. You never know who's going to tap into your phone. You know what I mean? No, but I was just, I had no idea about all these bets. And then somebody said about the Gatorade, and I was looking at the Gatorade, and they like locked that thing down. That's so incredible.
The favorite this year is orange at plus 125.
Okay.
Blue Gatorade plus 700.
Do you think Gatorade's involved in that?
No. I think
I'm just saying, like, let's shake it up this year and let's go lime green. You know what I mean? Do they, like, does Gatorade have, I don't know.
I think it's what the players want to drink, no?
Well, you have two red teams. I think they got to zig to that zag and go, like, let's just hit him with blue. No one will think it'll be blue. And then all of a sudden they double dig in red. I'm interested in that stuff.
Huh.
EA, does Jared bet at all?
No. He tries to explain it. He and Carissa and my other girlfriend try to explain it to me all the time. I find when it's hard, when you have to do the whole points thing, like I bet the, I'm like, you have to do math here. I like to say who I think is going to win. I don't want to know how many points are going to be scored. It's too hard. I don't understand how so many dumb people do it and win money. I don't get it. I don't.
Because it's not as difficult as you're making it out to be.
It is. All those points, it's a lot to think about. I don't think you know.
Jimmy, one time I was on this podcast with you and you wanted to punch me through the phone. You were so insulted because I said, listen, Jimmy, I don't gamble, but you know, I go on TV and I say that I believe in this player and that's like a form of gambling. That's my own gambling. And you were so disgusted. Yeah. You're like, you're so pathetic. You don't know what you're talking about.
Ridiculous statement.
You were so mad.
Yeah.
Do you gamble, Jimmy?
Of course.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course. But I will say this, Kyle, you did something that EA promised me she would do and she wouldn't do for me.
What?
Kyle came on the podcast, said he didn't watch The Office. I said, you've got to watch it. He watched it. You told me you would watch it. You promised me and you still haven't watched it.
I'm going to. I'm off now. I started a new show. I will start it as soon as I'm done with this new one.
What's the new one?
The Crown. I am invested.
Oh, yeah. We did The Crown too.
God, like Crown, it's Kyle? Fantastic.
Aaron, and you guys watch this as husband and wife or is it just you?
Yeah, we watched it as husband and wife.
Good for you. We just binged the entire start to finish Office as husband and wife over like 7 months.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we really loved it. It was
I need to watch it. It's what I'm going to do next, Jimmy. I promise you. I promise you.
Thank you. Kyle, what are you watching these days?
Nothing. I'm in purgatory right now. I'm single. I'm show single. I feel like we were in a marriage with The Office and then we got out of it and we're dating around and can't find anybody.
Yeah.
Here's the best way to describe it, Aaron, and this is the joy of the binge. The Office will be that one where you're like, dude, we've watched 7 episodes. It's 1:18 a.m. Like, and you look at your husband and your wife, you're like, do you want to do one more? And you're like, yeah, screw it. Let's do one. And then you do 3 more. It's so fun. It's so
the reason I'm pushing it harder. I don't like being a bully, but
I know.
Her and Jared love Seinfeld and they love Curb.
Yeah.
So you have to watch The Office.
Just there's a lot of shaking involved in the camera. Like, it's going places. I feel like I'm going to get vertigo. Like, it's going a lot of places. And those are only like 30-minute episodes, right? So it's like Schitt's Creek where it goes fast.
Yeah.
21
well, the problem
minutes.
Now is you have to have Peacock, though. It's not on Netflix anymore.
Oh. Another thing to download.
Right.
And
that happened to me. The other day, I'm like, I need to watch something. It was, and I couldn't be on Twitter for 2 days because it was all about the GameStop and I know nothing about it. It was like, I was reading in Chinese. I don't know what hedge fund is. I don't give a shit. So I'm like, I got to get off Twitter and watch something.
So
I'm like, I went to watch Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
Yeah.
So now I pay for Netflix. I pay for Prime. I pay for HBO Max. I pay for I fire up and it's like your subscription is run out. Or something. I'm like, what the?
I forget my password and I can't get in.
Ted Lasso is very good. Kyle, you would like it, I think.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
I want to watch that too.
Yeah. I'm in.
All right, before we go, this is what
in
I wanted
honor,
to do.
Your honor, I heard, is good. Joe Buck likes that.
Yeah,
one.
I heard that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to end on this one since I have two people here who dominated reality TV. Kyle on The Real World.
Yep.
Aaron, a competitor on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Aaron, did you ever want to go on The Real World? And Kyle, would you ever go on Dancing with the Stars? Aaron, you go first.
Yeah, I think when it first came out, I was like dialed in. New York was the first one, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. With Mallory, a girl.
Yes. I had such a crush on her.
She was hot. She had long, like, fabulous
No, she
hair.
Was Paris. Mallory was Paris.
Who was the girl? She had a Southern accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Julie?
Yeah. Julie. Yes.
I don't know. Julie. Yes.
It was Julie. Yeah. Yes.
Everybody has their season that they remember, whether they were in college or high school, that they just.
I remember all of them.
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch yours again, Kyle. Were you a big hookup artist?
No, I was the, here's my archetype.
He was like the jock, cool guy.
Yeah, I mean, jock D-bag, but I was the guy with like the girlfriend off the show, you know, who like we're trying to keep it together and then we break up and like, it was terrible.
The one roommate had the hots for you, right?
I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah,
here's what I'm talking about. All right,
I've been working out a lot lately. Have I told you guys? No, but my real world season is significant because it's the last one that was pure. And what I mean by that is, we were in Chicago, and the next season they went to Vegas, and it was just a fucking orgy for like 4 months.
Trishelle and
it was Trishelle and all them, and they just, it was just triple kissing in the hot tub, and it was like, I thought we were supposed to stop being polite and start being real. Like, what the?
Trishelle was real.
Yeah,
Trishelle was real. What happened to her?
I don't know.
She's selling gummies, vitamin gummies somewhere. Swipe up. I'll sell anything you want. I'm in. Yes.
It's that week, Aaron. It's Christmas week. I'll sell it.
Swipe up.
I would not be on Dancing with the Stars because I do have a really important dancing skill, but my dancing skill is when you're at a wedding and you need someone to get out there first and start it and be like, let's dance. I'm the first guy out there. I will go out there. I don't care what it is. Enrique, freaking Brian Setzer, I will dance to it and everyone else will join me. But after that, I got nothing. So that doesn't work on that show.
Wedding
prop dancer. I like to use the whole floor, the surroundings. I'm not going to tell that. No, it's
tell
fine.
I may or may not have told my husband.
Thanksgiving, we had whatever, it's fine. So I just, when I start feeling good, I like to use the whole floor and everything becomes like a prop, you know, it just does. And I may or may not have told my husband, I was like, yeah, I was dancing the other night. And he goes, God, you were. And I was like, yeah, it's just like everything, the whole scene becomes like involved.
But you can use the excuse, like, I was on Dancing with the Stars. What do you expect? I mean,
yeah. And everything is 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I don't have that.
See, weddings are generally horrific for a lot of reasons, but one of the best things about weddings is that no matter like how bad of a dancer you are, no matter how embarrassing you are, you sort of get a pass because you're at a wedding and like it's usually the judgment's a little bit lower than, you know, if you were in a other public place.
Yeah, well, when you go over the guest list and you're sitting with your fiance, you're like, well, we got to invite Keith. Like Keith will start dancing. Like we need him. We need the Keiths at wedding. Like I'm a Keith. And I'm proud of that. I don't know.
It's like as soon as like Earth, Wind and Fire September starts, you're running out onto the dance.
We are family. Yeah. And I'm doing everything and I'm moving and I've had a few and then everybody joins me. I only need to dance for like 4 seconds and then the herd takes over. That's all I have. But that's it. It's important 4 seconds.
You're the good vibrations.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
As we've learned, Aaron, you love the entire Wahlberg family and their musical collections. You're way in. They're basically like your Beatles are the Wahlbergs. And I love
it. Yeah. You feel it, baby?
So wait, any new kid in the block? Yeah, I guess that was before Backstreet and NSYNC. So that's...
What? New kids? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll lay it down with NSYNC. You know I love it. All of it.
So you go NSYNC over Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
That's a bad take.
No, it's not. I take the over on that any day.
The Backstreet catalog is way better.
You think?
I'm happy where I am.
I'll put I Want It That Way as like a top 10 all-time song.
Great. This I promise you.
That is not a top 10 song. First of all, it's not even their best. But Bye Bye Bye.
I think a lot of people dance to that at their weddings. Speaking of weddings.
No. Yeah, but... Okay. Quit playing games with my heart.
NSYNC is never cooler though in December when it's Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I love that song.
Or May 1st, it's gonna be my.
They got that, but again, Bye Bye Bye, iconic song.
Sorry, Jimmy.
I Want It That Way is still.
It's a perfect pop song. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I'll bring this full circle. On my real world audition video, we had to make a video on campus. I did the Bye 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 dance like in my underwear and sent that into them. And they apparently loved it.
I was just going to say, can you post video? Yeah. But you just said in your underwear. So you probably won't post the video.
Don't have the
video. That's incredible. I appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
How about next year, halftime, Backstreet and NSYNC?
It'd be fun.
And throw in Britney. She's part of that crew.
And throw in a step-by-step situation.
I would sign up for that over the weekend any day.
Is there any way we could get like just a quick cameo by 98 Degrees, just a quick one? Or they're not.
I'm sure Nick Lachey is available.
I'm sure they could do that.
Nick Lachey,
really quick. I'm thinking.
98 Degrees. I know it. They had a ballad.
I know it too.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What do you got?
Starts with an H.
Oh, come that's on, not Aaron. What I'm thinking of.
God bless
hardest
you.
Thing. What? Hardest thing, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, what are we doing? Gosh, I
do promise cherish you for the rest of
you guys
my
like
life.
The hardcore.
That
ballads.
Was a Nick and Jessica song.
That's huge.
And she looks so fabulous in it. No, but there's another 98 Degrees.
Jessica Simpson had one of the all-time great tweets this week, by the way.
What's the tweet? I didn't see it.
She's phenomenal.
There was some restaurant. What was the restaurant that had the bad tuna? I don't remember now.
Subway.
Oh, there was some story about like Subway doesn't use real tuna or their tuna is like.
Oh,
all fucked up or something.
Okay.
And she was like, see, it wasn't just me that doesn't know what tuna is or something. Like, it was very good.
Good for you, Jessica. Good. Yes, queen.
carry on. Okay,
now, the hardest thing is a way better song. You guys like these sappy ballads.
What's the hardest thing?
And 98 Degrees.
What's the chorus?
It's the hardest thing. That, I got to get my phone.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever do.
I don't think I'm allowed to play song. Yeah, so you know it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Good way to end it.
Tell you I don't love you.
Go, yeah.
You guys have more interviews to do, so I'll let you go.
Yes, that's right.
I appreciate you guys coming on. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
That's
okay.
And
swipe up. Everybody swipe up. I'll be calling a WKSR Paducah, Kentucky after this to do a 1-hour hit. No, I'm just kidding.
What's the number one question everybody's asking you right now? The number one that you're like, I've said it before. I'll say it again.
It's the same thing. You're down 5, 1.5 minutes to play. One timeout. Do you want Brady or Mahomes? Who are you taking? Every time. Over and over and over. And
what do you tell them?
I change. I don't care. I change with my predictions too. I like the Bucks on this show. I like the Chiefs on this show. I don't care. I break the rules. I don't know what I want. Stop asking me.
I got to tell you, I was on the Peloton today, an ad, and I was watching your whole segment today on offensive line. I mean, that segment was a good 5 minutes long. Did the guy in your ear forget to talk? I mean,
just kept talking
forever about it.
We got nothing to do, Andrews. We haven't had a game in 8 days. We can't talk basketball. We can't talk Jessica Simpson. All we're talking is the interior alignment of the Bucks. It's a living.
My favorite thing sometimes is when I'm busy, like I have to like watch videos and listen to stuff while I'm writing in the morning. So sometimes I have to mute you guys and I'll look up while there's no sound, and watching you without sound sometimes cracks me up because you're always just, the hands are going, you're pumping your chest. There's something, it's a trip. That
Jimmy,
show.
Do you know how badly I want to mute us guys sometimes in the middle of the show? Sometimes I do, psychologically, selectively, too.
Kyle, do you ever get that animated when you're talking to your wife, like out to dinner? I mean, I do, because I can't put my hands down, but that's a Seinfeld skit. And Jared's always like, stop, people think we're fighting, because I'm always like, and then this, and then that. And he's like, please stop, people think we're fighting.
Yeah, I love that. I wish I was like, I'm more like when I'm with my wife, I'm like the teacher in Ferris Bueller, like DOO economics, like something. I barely speak and I barely move. I don't know.
Yeah, but Kyle,
like,
yeah,
why?
I'll text Kyle sometimes. I've texted you before, like on a Friday afternoon or maybe like a Friday night. And Kyle's like, dude, I'm drunk. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I've said this on the air many times, and this is the last thing I'll say. Anything that I text or tweet between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Friday is completely invalid. It's not me. It's my one time a week. I'm just hammered. And ignore it. Anybody who follows me on Twitter, don't pay attention to those tweets. They're not me. They're Lyle. It's not me. It's my alter ego.
Yeah.
Last question. Drink of choice.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I mean, I'm a vodka 7 or a wine.
Okay.
Kyle and I talked about this recently. I'm not a beer. I'm not pounding the beer. I'd rather have vodka.
No, I have moved almost exclusively to martinis. I did a big bucket sized martinis. What do you got, Aaron?
Quarantine was all about tequila for me. I am invested. I love it. The hangover is less. I feel just fantastic drinking it.
Does it get you the lift you need to get you where you need to go?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. Like at night, I'll do a little nightcap with a red wine. But I mean, back in the days when I would start with red wine at 5 and wonder why I was crying by 8, I mean, that wasn't good for anybody. So tequila is just, it's great.
Yes.
The person I need on this podcast is Jared.
Mm. Why?
Jared, tell me about Aaron crying at 8 o'clock after 2 glasses of wine.
He'll tell you.
Yeah.
I want to know what Aaron was drinking as an undergraduate in Gainesville. Sophomore year. And as an undergraduate, Gainesville, Florida, what were you drinking in college? Vodka cran?
Yeah, those were fun. You know, so spicy.
Oh, my God.
Florida, yeah. Georgia games, they had those big, you know, footballs that were like plastic that it was like, I forgot what was in them, but it was, oh, the Hurricanes. or as I would call them, throw up juice.
Sure.
The chunks that are missing from my knees from trying to, first of all, I can't walk in high heels anyways. Then I would walk around this lightweight with these like Hurricane footballs for Florida Georgia weekend in my cheap little black skirt and fall and face plant. I was that messy. And just, I'm missing chunks from my knees of like falling and skinning my knee at the Jacksonville landing. But the worst story, the actual worst story I've ever had about like, cause I didn't drink in high school. I didn't drink like very much until now. No, my first job ever, Tampa Bay Lightning, never discussed this before. Oh God. Cause I just wasn't into the taste. I didn't like wine. I didn't like tequila. I thought it was all gross. So I liked sweet, sweet drinks.
Okay. But
you know what happens when you have too many of those? Yeah. Mudslides, TGIF mudslides. I would pound them. So one of my, like, I think it was like the second road game I had ever been on, road trip I had ever been on when I was a little ringside reporter for the Tampa Bay Lightning. We go to this bar, we're playing the Bruins. We had a day off the next day. And I went to this bar with the play-by-play guy, our analyst, wonderful guys. They were basically babysitters on the road for this immature asshole. I just pounded as many mudslides in an Irish bar as in Boston as possible. They were smart enough to be like, let's take her home. I remember the cab ride with the cobblestone and just screaming. That poor hotel we stayed in, I remember calling my dad the next day and it was like, Dad, like the projectile vomit that was coming out. It was never I've had one ever again. Ever
oh
again.
Oh my gosh.
I was You're praying so this gross. Story would get to the vomiting part. So now I have
yeah. Because mudslides look like vomit when they're going down. Like imagine when they come back out. Like
what's in a mudslide? What's in a mudslide?
See, I don't even know.
That's how I feel about white
Bailey
Russians.
Kahlua. What Mud? Else? What's the most of it?
Chocolate? I don't know.
But there must be some sort of vodka or something.
That's how I feel about white Russians and Bloody Marys. They gross me out.
Again.
Dairy and alcohol are...
It's a terrible combination. Why do people do that?
I'm trying to look up... espresso, Irish cream, double espresso. It's just like a lot of creams and espresses and coffees and booze. You have one of them like as a dessert drink. You don't shoot them.
I had like three or four in an Irish pub and just, I remember doing a kick line and the 20s were cute. I was cute in my 20s.
We needed the photo bucket from Aaron Andrews back in the day to show us those pictures.
How old were you when you started at ESPN? Were you in your
20s? 2004. Yep.
You were in your 20s?
I was 10 years old. Yeah.
doesn't that feel like ages ago?
Yes, it does.
It's really crazy.
It really does. And I had the short white blonde hairdo because I was trying to imitate Melissa Stark
for
Monday Night Football look. She texted me the other day about it because I said it in an interview and she goes, what haircut were you trying to do? And I was like, no, it was a really lame, cheesy version of you. And like, I didn't excel doing it, but whatever. I love her so much.
Those are the fun days.
Those were.
So I called you the first lady of hot clicks. Can you imagine if that happened now? I'd
never had a lick of Botox or anything. God.
But you had those mudslides. Do you like those?
You should have one on Super Bowl Sunday.
No, never again.
An Instagram.
Because of that, I can never have.
You might like them now.
No, I can never have a fruity sweet drink ever again.
Oh, see, that's my favorite. Give me the fruity, girly, pink, yellow, red drink. Like, I go to Outback, I get like the cherry, lime, whatever, vodka. I love it. That's my favorite.
I was also 22 years old, so I can say that. Not an idiot, like 30-something.
All right, well, enjoy your beverages on Sunday. Now you get to drink. You guys don't have to be at the game. You can drink all you want on Sunday.
Sure.
So enjoy. Yeah. Give me a prediction. Give me a final prediction, each one of you, and then we'll go.
The Chiefs win.
You switch your predictions.
Like I said, the Bucks win. Everybody does mudslide shots.
Woo!
Great to be here, Jimmy. It's like being at a TGI Fridays. When you're here, you're family. And here, it's always Friday. Yeah. That's what they say.
Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. Happy birthday.
You need to put on some flair. EA, who's winning the game?
I don't know. I really don't. I can see Tom pulling it off, but then I wouldn't be shocked either way. I'll do a mudslide, though, either way. No, I won't. That's a lie.
Maybe one day, if this pandemic's over, we can.
I know. Next year.
I'm game.
Yeah. All right, take care, guys. Be safe.
Love you guys.
Enjoy the
game. Bye, babe.
Bye, guys. See you guys.
All right, thanks.
Later.
All right, my thanks to Aaron Andrews and Kyle Brandt for coming on the podcast. Fun conversation with those guys as we get ready for the Bucks and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Before I let you go, if you missed it, two podcasts were dropped last week. We did a bonus pod with WWE superstar Roman Reigns. Also had John O'Ran from Sports Business Journal to discuss a variety of sports media news. 2 weeks ago, Andrew Siciliano from NFL, from Red Zone Channel, I should say. And 3 weeks ago, Troy Aikman. So if you missed any of those, give them a listen in the archives. And if you're not a subscriber to the ESI Media Podcast, please hit that subscribe button. All right. Again, my thanks to Aaron and Kyle. And you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. And we'll see you next week right here on the ESI Media Podcast. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.